This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu sallam baraka nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman katira thumma ma ba'd. Welcome again to another dua from the Quran. Today we're reading from Surah Yunus chapter 10, ayah number 85 and 86. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking in the context of the story of Musa alayhi salam and the Fir'aun, which is what we were talking about last time in the story of, in the Surah Al-A'raf. But here chapter 10, 85 and 86, قال الله تبارك وتعالى فقالوا على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. In the translation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks their word saying, so they said, upon Allah do we rely, our Lord make us not objects of trial for the wrong people, and save us by your mercy from disbelieving people. Now, to put the ayah in the context again, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa to the tyrant Fir'aun, with his brother Harun, sent him to Fir'aun. And we covered that as we were speaking about the dua that was taken from Surah Al-A'raf a few days ago. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bringing now in the Surah Yunus, a different scene from that story. And we mentioned before that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated the story of Bani Israel, Musa and Fir'aun many times, more than any other story in the Quran. The story of Musa, the Fir'aun and Bani Israel were mentioned the most. Why? Because we probably going to resemble them in our life. We're the closest to them in terms of resemblance. So do not follow their wrongdoing. Otherwise, you're going to end up in the same fate and the same destination like they did. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing us the story of Musa and the Fir'aun from a different angle. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ يَتُونِي بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ. When Musa alayhi salam showed the Fir'aun the miracle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, Fir'aun was terrified. And he realized, oh my God, I cannot beat this. So he started kind of like ask the advisor, what do we do? He said, call all the magicians in the country. You have so many of them. At least they can defeat him. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ ائْتُونِي بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ. So he made an announcement, public announcement. Bring me every knowledgeable sorcerer. I want all the magicians of the land to come to fight against this man and his brother. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَى أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ. When the magicians, they came, and it was the time for them to duel and start, you know, the debate over this matter, Musa alayhi salam told them, whatever you have in your hand, throw your tricks. You begin. Now, the surah right now here skips a lot of other scenes that were described in other surahs. When they entered the Sahara first, the magicians, they first came to Fir'aun and said to him, hey, what do we get if we win this debate for you? He goes, "Qal, you will be the muqarrabun. Inna lakum la ajra. You're going to have the reward, and you're going to be the best, my entourage, like whatever you want, I'll give it to you." Obviously, this were all skipped here, and went straight into the debate. And where Musa told them, you start first, throw all your tricks down there. فَلَمَّا أَلْقَوْا قَالَ مُوسَى مَا جِئْتُمْ بِهِ السِّحْرِ. When they did that, and they tricked the people's eyes with optical illusions, Musa alayhi salam, with full confidence, after he kind of like had that anxiety a little bit, or fear in his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthening it again with his miracle. قَالَ مُوسَى مَا جِئْتُمْ بِهِ السِّحْرِ. Whatever you just thrown over here, this is nothing but magic. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُبْطِلُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause it to fail. It's going to all be ruined right now. It's all going to be failing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُصْلِحُ عَمَلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not amend the work of the corrupt. Like, this is all corruption. You're deceiving yourself, you're deceiving other people, it's not going to be successful. وَيُحِقُّ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He يُحِقُّ الْحَقِّ, He establishes the truth. بِكَلِمَاتِهِ, by His words, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Even if those liars, those criminals, those thugs, they reject it or oppose it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still confirm the haqq. And then, with all that scene, what happened? Do you remember the other scene that we mentioned, what the Fir'aun did in that moment? He was terrified. Oh my God, they're going to now, he's going to lose his people. But he was a clever politician. So immediately he stood up And he goes, oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. He says, you guys have been plotting all of this beforehand. This is no one but your magician, your master, your chief, master magician. And he is the one who's been teaching all that stuff so you can fool us as a community. The Egyptian people, at least the people of Egypt, when they listen to Pharaoh, they say, yeah, you're right, you're right. And they denied what they saw with their own eyes. The proof, the miracle, the ayn al-yaqeen, the certainty of sight, they fooled themselves and they denied it for the sake of what? Their desires not to change what they already comfortable with. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, he actually speaks about that, but he skips that part to say that those who believed in Musa in that moment were few. Out of all the thousands and tons, maybe hundreds of thousands of people back then to attend this scene and this festivity, few people believed. The others, they all just kind of went with what Pharaoh told them. فَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَى إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ. Those who believed in Musa, just handful. Handful of the offspring of his people, which means the Bani Israel, not even the Egyptians. فَقَالَ عَلَى خَوْفٍ مِّن فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِمْ. They believed, but they were still terrified that Pharaoh and his people are going to go after them. إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ لَعَالٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنْ مُسْرِفِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, because the Pharaoh was haughty within the land, and indeed he was of transgression. Meaning, yes, they deserve to be afraid of him because he was a transgressor, he was a tyrant, he was horrible, he could destroy them. And that's when they made their dua. That's when Musa alayhi salam told the people, and they made the dua, وَقَالَ مُوسَى يَا قَوْمِ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. Musa told his people after he heard their anxiety and their anxious words from them, oh my people, if you have believed in Allah, then rely upon him if you should be Muslims. This comes handy for us as Jama'ah right now because, again, in a time of confusion and so much attack on Islamic value and religious value altogether, as a matter of fact, even in common sense value in our time, people are now shaken by all these incidents. And the once used to be passive, a crowd of liberals who just want to live and let live and so on, no longer want to do that. They're becoming so aggressive and terrifying even. They want to cancel the other cultures right now. So all of these kind of things. So Musa alayhi salam is telling his people, look, if you believe in Allah azza wa jal, if you truly believe in Allah azza wa jal, then rely on him. And don't worry about these mufsideen, these mujrimeen. Don't worry about them. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rely on Allah azza wa jal. And submit your will to him and you'll be okay. And that's when we made the dua and they said, قَالْ فَقَالُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. He says, we do rely on Allah azza wa jal. And then they said, رَبَّنَا, Ya Allah, we trust you. We rely on you. And then they made their dua, which again expressed their anxiety and their anxiousness in this matter. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh Allah says, do not make us fitna. Do not make us fitna or subject us to trial for the wrongdoing people. What does that mean exactly? It means don't let these people hurt us. Don't make us the game for them while they hurt us and they torture us. Ya Allah, protect us from their wrongdoing. That's what it means. So when we make this dua, we ask Allah to protect us from the evil doing of all these people. The nasty thing that they can cause you, the harm in your livelihood, in your family life, in your reputation, your name, your fame, with the internet, being a tool and a weapon in the hand of many ignorant people. Somehow you can imagine what damage could happen to innocent people because of that. So here he says, قال وَلَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Ya Allah, do not make us object of trial for the wrongdoing people. وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And Ya Allah, save us by your mercy from the disbelieving people. Means from these who disbelieve, Ya Allah, we need your mercy to help us to go through this trial. That's the dua of Bani Israel when Musa alayhi salam told them to be patient as that trial is going to come anyway. But trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rely on him, submit yourself to him, and ask Allah for protection from these wrongdoing people and also from the kafir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Now, the story was obviously continues, but we're going to focus on this dua, inshallah ta'ala. So we'll repeat that dua together, bin Allah Azza wa Jal. Rabbana, alayka tawakkalna, فلا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. ربنا عليك توكلنا فلا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. ربنا عليك توكلنا فلا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الغافرين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين. ربنا افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك وذريتنا من الشيطان الرجيم. ربنا هب لنا من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق ما تشاء بغير حساب. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه، إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. اللهم أجرني في مصيبتي واخلف لي خيرا منها. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا واجعل فينا من يتلو علينا آياتك ويعلمنا الكتاب والحكمة ويزكينا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا اجعل هذا البلد آمنا وارزقنا من الثمرات وأهله من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.